We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nobody wants to go out on a first date and get along the whole time and have chemistry or whatever.
Yeah, you do.
That's boring, right? That's old school dating. Uh-huh. It's all about arguing now. A good first date should include at least one argument and an emotional breakdown, which is why Amy's on the phone, because she had a fabulous date with a guy named Rick. She actually doesn't remember a lot of the evening, but she does remember that they got in an argument at one point. Yeah. She was emotional. He left her place, and they haven't talked since. Amy, why do you want to call him if you guys got in an argument?
Yeah.
Because, like, up until we got in the argument, we were having a really good time. And sorry, what was the question again?
My question was, why do you want to call him if you guys got in a fight on your first date?
I really want to know what happened.
Okay.
Are you like an emotional person that often brings up maybe politics or religion or some sort of topic that people could fight over?
No, not politics and religion. No.
Okay.
No. I mean, like, I have my moments just like everybody. Like, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll call him right now and see if we can find out what you guys were arguing about, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Rick there?
Yeah, this is Rick.
Rick, how are you, man? My name is Jubal. I host the morning show, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, are you serious?
Yeah, man. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I'm calling you today because I wanted to speak with you about a date you went on.
A date I went on?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a girl named Amy that you met off of Instagram.
Amy?
Yeah. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Basically, it's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Oh, my God.
So Amy has been trying to get a hold of you, but you're not returning any of your phone calls or text messages, so she asked if we could get you on the phone and ask what happened.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
You really want to know how my day went?
I do. Even more than me, Amy wants to know because she says she can't really remember the last part of it.
Yeah, well.
She did tell us a little bit about the date and said you guys were arguing at some point, which is a great way to end a date, by the way. I thought it sounded really romantic.
Lasting impressions.
It definitely was not romantic.
So what was it? What were you guys arguing about? Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember. I don't know if it's okay to talk about it on the radio. Like, I don't know if she would be cool with that or...
Well, she kind of has no choice because she agreed to do the second date update, so she wants to know.
All right. So I went over to her place, and we were making out in her bathroom. And
your bathroom? That's...
in her bathroom.
Okay.
Just kind of like where we ended up. And things were getting hot and heavy, and, you know, at one point my shirt came off. And then she just kind of turned, and she looked at the mirror, and she started, like, freaking out. And she looks at herself, and she's like, oh, my God, I look so ugly.
Weird.
That's so sad.
Yeah, and I was like, no, you don't, not at all. And she didn't, right? Like, she's gorgeous.
Okay.
So I was like, no, you don't, right? And I'm trying to, like, make her feel better. And she's like, no, I do. And she's, like, working herself up. And I'm feeling really weird because my shirt's off, right? And then as I'm trying to, like, calm her down, she starts to, like, argue with me.
Like, arguing over whether or not she looks pretty?
Yeah, kind of. She's like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you're lying to me. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, you look fine. You look great. You look beautiful.
You're like, I was just in here with my shirt off making out with you because I think that you're attractive.
Right. And eventually, this kind of, like, half fight turns into, like, a whole fight.
Oh,
Like she actually was getting aggressive with you because you were telling her that she looked good.
Mad at me for calling her pretty. You know what I mean?
Okay. Oh did you think at first she was just fishing for compliments and then it took a weird turn?
Yeah, I mean, kind of. I thought that, you know, because like sometimes girls get down on themselves, but like this was way beyond anything that I've ever seen before. She was just out of control. And so finally she's just like, you know what? Like, get out.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She kicked you out for calling her pretty is what you're saying.
Right. And she kicked me out of her bathroom and she locks the door behind her.
Oh.
But my shirt and my wallet were still inside the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. So she's in there freaking out. So would you?
She's like going ballistic, and she's like sobbing in there, and I'm like, "Can I get my shirt back, please?"
Oh, I just want to give her a hug.
How long did it take till you got your shirt back?
I didn't get my shirt back.
Oh.
She just opened up the door at one point and then threw my wallet at me and told me to get the f*** out. And I just ran home topless.
That sucks.
God.
All right. Well, that was an interesting evening for you. Any chance you'd ever talk to her again, ever?
I don't think so. I mean, it was just a little too crazy for me.
Oh, that's unfortunate because she's actually on the phone listening to this conversation.
What?
Yeah. Amy, are you there?
Oh, my God. I don't remember that. Like at all.
Oh, Amy.
Did that seriously happen? Did I seriously cry and then kick you out of my apartment?
You've been listening the whole time that I was talking?
Yeah. And I like don't remember any of that. Like, are you serious? Did I kick you out like that?
Yeah, you did all of that. It was, you don't remember anything?
No. Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Wait, Amy, you think that's funny? You're not mortified by that?
No, it's, like, kind of hilarious. Like, did you hear that story? That's so funny.
So it doesn't bother you that you were freaking out because apparently you didn't think you looked good that night and he thought you were pretty and that pissed you off.
You know, I think I was just, like, having a moment, I guess. Like, sometimes I have a moment. Like, it's totally me to just, like, have a moment, but then it's fine. Like, you didn't have to leave. You didn't have to leave.
I didn't have to leave. You threw my wallet at me, and then you told me to get the f*** out. Like, you said those words.
Oh, my God. I was drunk. We were having fun. Oh, my God.
I don't know, Amy.
I wasn't having fun.
Yeah. If I was at your place and you threw something at me and said, get the F out, I would think that I would have to leave at that point, or I would be in trouble with the law.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, wait, but Rick, did you like get a video of this at least?
Oh my gosh, Amy.
What?
Did I get a video? No, I didn't get a video. Are you serious? You psycho?
What? Why not? I could have totally posted that on Instagram. It would have gotten so many likes.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. You'd actually post a video of you having this freak out online, Amy.
Why not? I mean, like, obviously, right now I think I'm pretty. It's fine. Everybody has a meltdown every once in a while. I'm just like, you know what? Like, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. So it's okay for people to see me like that. It's fine. Oh, funny.
Amy, I got to say, when Rick was telling this story, I was feeling so bad for you. And I thought we were going to talk to this, like, horribly, like, lacking self-confident woman that was crying on the other end of the line. And you were handling this way differently than I thought you would.
I don't know. You know, it's just life. And, like, it happens sometimes, right? And, like, I don't know. I just still can't believe you didn't take a video. Take a video next time.
Yeah, seriously.
I wanna be your
the
friend.
Next time you're having a meltdown like that, you need to make sure somebody is there to videotape it at all times, Amy.
Yes.
Amy,
well, then, would you guys
me.
Like to go out on a second date? Rick, I will pay for a second date.
No, hell no.
You might get a viral video out of
Dude.
The deal.
This has not happened to me on a regular basis. Like, girls that I'm with don't have freakouts and then kick me out of their place and steal my shirt.
Well, it sounds to me like you're not really living.
I feel like, everybody has these tiny moments, okay? And, like, I know that was probably a little much, but, like, if you knew me better, you would know that even though I was freaking out and I told you to leave, I wasn't really serious. I didn't really mean it. Like, I know that. And just because that happened, I don't think that it means you shouldn't go out with me. Like, you should still go out with me. I'm really fun. And, like, we could obviously have really great stories, see? Like, come on.
You know what? Fine, as long as I can end this conversation right now, as long as we can finish this up.
So
what?
If we can finish the phone call here, you'll go out with her again?
No, I'm not going to go out with her.
Are
you crazy?
So which one is it? You're confusing me. I can't tell when you're serious and when you're not serious.
You're harder to read than she is.
I want to end this conversation. I don't ever want to see her again. I'm fine. Thank you, Amy. You seem like a lovely girl. You're really, really hot, but you are crazy as hell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.